Coach is on the road once again, taking behind the scenes on what it's like being a Major League ball player. I got the man here, Elvis. How we doing there?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you.
All right. So we're taking our y'all behind the scenes on what it's like being a Major League ball player. What has this big league experience been like for you?
It's been awesome, man. It was a dream come true for me as a kid. And, you know, I get to live in my dream job, man, every single day. So, you know, very blessed and a lucky person, you know, to working in something that for me is not a work. You know, it's still a game. And, you know, I love it as much as I did when I was a kid.
Well, they say this is grown man playing a kid's game, so you still enjoying being a kid, huh?
Oh, 100%, man. I think when you stop having fun, that's when it becomes a job. Yeah. So for me, having been a job, I have a few days. It's been feeling like a job, but usually, you know, it's always been a game and trying to keep it that way. You know, when you go good, when you're not doing so good, you still got to enjoy the game.
You know, I used to coach college baseball, scouted for 5 major league teams. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. I would tell my guys it's all about not only having the talent and ability, but being seen, being discovered. So what did you do to put yourself on the maps?
Well, you know, I think I was lucky. I have two older brothers. Mm-hmm. My middle brother, I'm the youngest. He played and he signed before me, four years before me. So he really helped me, especially through minor leagues, that you're kind of like on your own. I'm from Venezuela, so I came here at 16. By myself, you know, so you have to grow very quick.
You have to learn a whole lot real quick.
You have to learn, I didn't even know how to cook at that time. I was on myself in a row, so.
Well, you got that.
I did all right. But I think my brother helped me a lot navigating through that. And then after that, you know, I've always been a good listener. So, you know, always paying attention to my coaches and people that I know, they care for me because they want the best for me.
Okay, well, we got to wrap it up, but I'm going to just ask you real quick, who were some of your mentors in the game?
Well, there's so many, man. I was being lucky. You know, I think my first one was Ron Washington, my manager in Texas. He got me since I was 18, so he guided me the right way. And, you know, through the years, I got so many players, you know, Adrian Beltre, Vladimir Guerrero, Michael Young, just counting a few, you know. So I've been really blessed to play with a lot of veteran guys when I was younger, and you know, they kind of teach me the way, and you know, now I'm trying to do that to the younger guys.
Okay, well, it's opening day, so we got to cut this short, but I want to introduce my Chicago audience to the man Andres.
Appreciate it. Thank you, brother.
Take care.
Have a good day.